And 2XQB listening via Echolink.
Commander, this is KD2BNG. I thought I heard someone.
This is November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB. Just trying out Echolink, see if it works on this computer, over.
I hear you, and you're intelligible, so I guess the answer's yes.
All right, so what's wrong? What can I adjust, over?
That I would adjust anything. I mean, you sound fine. So, your mic gain is fine. Yeah, I don't think I'd probably leave it alone.
All right, then. I will not touch a thing. This is just a laptop with, you know, the onboard speaker and microphone. So I wasn't sure it was going to do the job. By the way, name here is Jim, Juliet India Mike. Over.
Glenn, go Flea Mac, go November. You sound fine on Echolink. At first, I didn't even really realize that was Echolink. Well, actually, there's always one way you can tell Echolink is there's that latency between, the time you key down and the time it, you sound good. You could even join the net tonight at 9 if you want.
In November, 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo. I've joined the net several times. I'm kind of spotty. I'll go in and out for a couple months, and then, you know how it is. Life gets in the way, but, yeah, I may do that now that I've got Echolink set up. Right now, there's a new puppy in the house, and she's blocking my shack. So I'm doing everything remote, but I can't get a two-meter radio to – I don't have anything that will talk remotely, and the HT won't make it. So, but, yeah, I just may do that, over.
Currently no two-meter repeater you're in range of. Where are you anyway, the New York area?
Negative. I'm in Greenville. I'm down by the Donaldson Center, and I can hit this repeater with an HT in my backyard, but I can't stand out in the backyard all day, especially when it's raining. It's not very comfortable. I guess that we have a screened-in porch, but it's got a metal frame, so that's kind of like a Faraday chamber, so it doesn't work too well from there. Anyway, but no, I'm local, and the reason I did this is simply, it's just easier. I can work it from upstairs, and I don't have to worry about whether I'm making it in or not. I got scrambled eggs on my signal, whatever. This should work. Either you're in or you're not. Over.
I thought it had a number two in it. That's why I was wondering. Okay, so you're in Greenville, and you've got no good meter. You've got no handheld two-meter or no nothing that'll reach the repeater.
Oh, no negative. I have more equipment than I know what to do with. I can't seem to hit it from inside the house. Now, I do have a base radio with a roof antenna, but I can't get to the shack right now. That's kind of a long story, I'm watching a little four-legged friend, and his little playpen is between the shack and the rest of the house. So not an insurmountable problem, but when I'm in the shack, I'm not watching him or her, I'm sorry, and she'll get into everything. She's only 10 weeks old, over.
Or just one new puppy or a bunch of new puppies? Because I think I'm up to about 10 or 12 cats. And it's at the season where I'm going to end up with more cats. You know, it starts out with one. It doesn't stay that way.
Is N2SUB returning? Yeah, that's, no, it's just one little chocolate lab. And she was in need of a home, and we just lost one last week. So I went out the other night. I came home, and there was a dog here. My wife fell in love, and she is a sweetheart. We've never had a lab before, but so far the other dog is he's an Amstaff Boxer mix, and he's accepted her so far, and we'll see. She's going to be big. She's 10 weeks old. She's climbing over baby gates and using the dog door already, so we're in for it. Over.
Generally sweet, even-tempered dogs. They're generally known to, if you have children or other dogs or cats, they're generally pretty mellow. They get along well with most other animals. I had this was years ago. The black lab. They're nice dogs. And I'm not really even so much a dog person. With me, somehow, I always end up, well, maybe it's because, you know, once you start feeding them, but I don't know, for some reason, the cats are attracted here. I have the sort of personality that attracts cats. I don't know what that means. Well, I guess once you attract one and you start feeding that one, that's what attracts the rest of them. And yeah, actually, I think there is one dog now that's starting to come around. So I'm starting to be known as the, you know, the neighborhood homeless shelter for unwanted dogs and cats.
All right, word from our sponsor. yeah, I know what you mean. We've had cats over the years. If I were to get another one, I'd go with a Maine Coon because we had a sweetheart of a cat. He thought he was a dog. I never had a dog until I was in my 30s. I didn't grow up with them. But now I can't imagine not having one. We did talk about a cat after the other, we lost our boxer last week, but, I'm afraid the other dog would have that cat for lunch. And I know cats know how to fight back, but he's crazy. Very high strung. And, he wouldn't handle it well. I can tell you that. but no, we're so far so good. We've only had, Nala is her name, for a couple of days. And, she's adjusting well and he's adjusting to her. So, they both love their toys and he's sharing. So that's a good thing. He just wants her to follow him around and, you know, he's missing our boxer. And, she didn't really play with him very much. But the puppy, of course, wants to follow him everywhere, ride his back, swat him in the face, whatever, and he's loving it, over.
A coon called Brutus. I think that cat lived about 12 or 14 years. Yeah, they're big. And they don't stop growing until they're 4 or 5 years old. I don't think it was full size for about that long. Big, big, big cat. And this probably... You know, well, this was a male. I guess the males get bigger than the females. And this probably wasn't as big as they get. But, yeah, they're, Maine Coons is like mostly, you know, it's a furry piece of furniture. They're usually fairly mellow. They're not that high strung. They make this trilling or cooing sound I can't really describe, like they're singing to you. Brutus... I would come in the door and Brutus would immediately run up to me and then run over to the bed or the couch. He's like, come here, it's snuggle time. Get over here on the couch, damn it. I want my snugglies. But yeah, he was a good cat. And they are somewhat dog-like in the way they relate to their owners. They almost are like a dog.
To SUV returning. Yeah, we had Amadeus was the main tune's name. And he was so big, people would call animal control thinking he was a wildcat. But the reason they named him Amadeus, and this was my wife's cat before we were married, was they thought he was deaf. He never made any sound. And then one day, and he was very temperamental. He loved you or he hated you. So if my wife had me over for the first time at her apartment, and this is right before we got married, and the test was if he accepts you, we can get married, and if he doesn't, then, you know, I'm keeping my cat, and you can go. Anyway, he came out and jumped right up on my lap and started purring. And they said he's never done that before. He's never made a sound before. So, I was, you know, the rest is history. But he used to jump on the bed. You know, I'd be laying there watching the ball game or something, and he'd come up, put his head on my shoulder, and his paw across my chest. So, they adopt the people. The people don't adopt them. Over.
Most cats. Cat chooses you, not the other way around. You know, unlike dogs, they don't really care if you like them or not. Dogs having that pack mentality, that alpha dog mentality, dogs are naturally suck-ups. They have to try to ingratiate themselves with the master, what is it, the alpha dog. You know, cats really don't care one way or the other. Like me, don't like me, as long as there's food and water in the bowl. So, you know, if the cat likes you especially, that might mean something. Because they're not, genetically obliged to show to really give a crap about us one way or the other.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And he was like my best bud. He followed me around, and whatever I was into, he wanted to get into. And his favorite food was ice cream, of course. And I don't know how he did it. How cats, they can't smell, or nobody can smell ice cream. But you go to the freezer, and you're getting a bag of peas, you know, you wouldn't care. But if you went and got the ice cream, as soon as you turn around, he was sitting right there. And to this day, we don't know how he did that. But he would know. If you're going to get ice cream, he's right on top of you. He was a good cat. Now, let me make a quick call here and see K-O-4-H-O-O, see if you're around and about and listening. Over. All right. Swing and a miss. All right, back over to you and to SUB.
The Maine Coons, and I don't know how they're different or similar to Norwegians. They're about the same size. But, yeah, they tend to be a mellow breed. You know, unless you stepped on them, you wouldn't know it was there. They're not a real vocal. They're not, as a general rule, real vocal. So if you ever have a vocal Maine Coon, you know, take it to the vet. Now, you know, unlike some other breeds that just never want to shut the hell up, they don't tend to make a whole lot of noise, except they're almost like kittens, that they make this cooing or trilling sound I can't even really describe. Something that size, you would expect it to roar, but it's like this kitten noise. They're referred to, I think, as gentle giants.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great description. It's a sound you can't really describe, and they don't make a lot of noise, but they make their presence known without making any noise. Anyway, I'm going to drop with you because I'm supposed to be working, and they haven't noticed I'm gone yet, so and they will eventually. So let me clear with you. I'm going to need your call sign one more time because I just don't remember, but pleasure talking to you, and we'll be listening here for a while. This is N2SUB. Back to you.
N2B, mine is Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Glenn, and I guess I'll be here all day.
All right, Glenn. Well, the pleasure is mine, and we'll catch you again soon, I'm sure. Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. So this is November 2 Sierra Uniform Bravo 73.
K3JCA. KQ4CRG.